Dr. Debbie Turner Bell is an award-winning journalist. She was Miss America in 1990, is a veterinarian, and has written a book called Courageous Faith, A Lifelong Pursuit of Faith Over Fear. And I thought, oh, this is the perfect conversation to have today, Christmas Eve. Dr. Turner, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Steve?
I'm okay, thank you. So I'm just going to jump into it right here. You say, the absence of faith is fear, and your actions reveal if you are driven by faith over fear. I believe a shocking number of us give up right when we're at the brink of success. We may not be guaranteed success if we finish, but we are guaranteed failure if we don't finish. How profound. Yep. I mean, that you didn't have to write anything else in the book. You could have forgotten all those other pages. So can you explain how you came about with this thinking right there?
Oh, my goodness. It took a lifetime to tell you the truth. But I wanted to write this book because many people look like someone very successful, like you, or celebrity.
Me.
And they just see the finished product. They don't see the work and the sacrifice and the disappointment and sometimes the devastation that it takes to get there. And so then people think, well, when I try and fail, maybe that means that success is not meant for me, or maybe I'm not worthy of it, or maybe I'm not the right person. But the truth is, most success, if not every success worth having, is built on a foundation of failures. It's trying and coming short, and trying and being put back down. And the true secret to success, or what I like to call significance, is not that we fail, but it's what we do once we fail. It's recouping, get up, learn the lesson, improve, and then try again. And so that's what I hope the book does, is that it inspires people when they read how many times I tried and failed. It took 7 years, 11 tries in two different states for me to win a state pageant and go on to the Miss America pageant. I got married for the first time at 42. I was told that I couldn't be successful in network television, but yet spent almost 20 years in it. And so I kind of peel back the covers, if you will, and reveal some of my own scars and heartache with the hope that people will see themselves in those stories and like, oh, yeah, I survived that, or I experienced that. If she survived it, I can survive it too.
When you are told you cannot do something, or it seems as though you can't do anything because you came to be runner-up in the contest, in the beauty pageant contest, does that give you more motivation, even if someone, especially when someone says, and it happened to you on that page, and I mean so often in the book, someone tells you,
yes,
you're not going to succeed. Does that motivate you even more?
Well, I am the personality type that it does. I'm like, oh, you think I can't do that? Well, let me show you what I can do. But not everybody has that personality type. So for me, it is a motivation when someone underestimates me. But sometimes in life, and it's not just about pageants, I really want people to know I tell far more about life and motivational principles than the pageant story. That's a big part of my life, but it's not the only part. And so there are those out there that, you know, society tells them that they can't. They see, you know, what people that look like them, how they're portrayed in the media or in movies, and they think that a certain type of success or aspiration is not reachable for them. And so my hope is that reading Courageous Faith, people will realize, I believe we were all created divinely for divine excellence, that we were all created for excellence, no matter where we come from, no matter what we look like, no matter where we start. And true success in life is finding the purpose for which we were created and walking that out in our lifetime.
Can you explain, and we're, believe it or not, Dr. Turner, running out of time, can you explain in like 20 seconds what faith is for you?
I'm going to quote a great writer who said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is what bridges what we hope for to where we hope to be. And we have to have faith to walk that chasm. So that's, in a 20-second nutshell, that's my definition of faith. It also comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
Well, beautifully put, but I guess for that quote, unlike the one I gave earlier, which was yours, you borrowed that, and that's okay. Courageous Faith. If you want to be inspired, this is a book that will do it. Courageous Faith, or you've just been told by someone, you can't do that. Read Courageous Faith, A Lifelong Pursuit of Faith Over Fear. Dr. Debbie Turner Bell, thank you so much. And most importantly, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. And thank you, Steve. A pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.